This is the Children's Home Hour, originating in Bristol, Tennessee. This is Brother Mike Nixon, and I'd like to welcome you to the broadcast today. We do thank you for joining us and count it a privilege of ours to come into your place of listening, and we trust the broadcast to be a blessing to you. If you would, let us pray. Father, we bow, we come to you, we thank you, Lord, for the blessings of life, the opportunity to be here on the radio, Lord. God, we ask you today, Father, Lord, that you'd help us, help our hearts, Lord. God, I pray, Father, in this day and hour, Lord, that you'd lead us and guide us. God, we sure do need you. Lord, I ask you, Father, Lord, just to once again bless the listeners, bless this time that we're here on the radio, and Lord, let the word of God go out and find good ground. Lord, we'll thank you for all that you do in Jesus' name. Amen. Brethren, let me make just a few quick announcements concerning the work that we're engaged in. If you would, pray for our children's homes. We have the one here in Bristol, Tennessee, one in North India, one in South India, one in Romania. And we want to ask you to please remember those children in the home, that God would save their souls. That's our prayer, that our heart's desire is we want to see them come to the knowledge of the saving grace of Jesus Christ and see him move on them. And just save their souls. That's my heart's desire today. And so if you would, please pray. And we ask you also to remember the mission work, the work in Romania, Bulgaria, the Ukraine, and so many places around this world. And, oh, Lord, in the day and hour we're at and things that are taking place, and we sure need those sure mercies of David. And so we ask you to just remember us in prayer and that God would be merciful to us and allow us to keep just preaching the word of God and seeing folks come to Jesus. But anyway, please remember that. And then I want to give you our mailing address this week, if you would. If you'd write us at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee 37621. Or at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee 37621. And at this time, we're going to go to the auditorium of the Brookside Baptist Church.
Oh, no, the old story will never grow old. How Jesus died to save my soul. Oh, no. The old story will never grow old. That story will never grow old. I went to church one lonely night and I sat way back, for my soul was not right. The preacher was preaching how Jesus died for a sin-filled world. He gave up his life. Oh, no, the old story will never grow old. How Jesus died to save my soul. Oh, no, the old story will never grow old. That story will never grow old. I went to the altar and I knelt down in prayer. I cried, Lord, have mercy. He pardoned me there and he lifted my burden, brought peace to my soul. What made my life new was his story so old. Many years have passed by since I found the Lord. I remember that night when the story was told. I had no hope, but oh, the message it brings. That story is old, but it still blesses me. Oh, no, the old story will never grow old. How Jesus died to save my soul. Oh, no, the old story will never grow old. That story will never grow old.
Well, it's glad to see all of you, what I can see. But anyway, I'm glad to be here this morning. Enjoyed the singing, enjoyed everything that's been done. And Now, I'm not going to take up all day because this is Father's Day, they say. But the Bible said, call no man father on the earth. So you say, well, what are we going to call him? Call him Pappy, Daddy, Paul. And most of them said, old man. I don't care what you say. But down the, over in the book of John, chapter 13, I just want to preach a little bit here this morning. He's talking to Brother Chapman, who was telling him about Peter being out on the water and about to sink because he got to looking at the circumstances. Well, I want to talk about him again today. Poor old Peter, bless his heart. He was just like everybody else that I know of. John chapter 13. John chapter 13 and verse 36. And he's just like everybody else, you know, Peter was. He thought he was going to do good. And he thought he wasn't doing good. And he thought he was going with the Lord. There's a lot of folks who ain't going and thinks they are. And there's a lot of people, but Peter was all right. He was, what he needed is just to find out that he couldn't do it without God. Amen. He just needs to find out that he can't do all this stuff. But down in verse 36, Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, where goest thou? And Jesus answered him, whither I go, thou cannot follow me now, but thou shalt follow me afterwards. The whole problem with Peter at this right now, I think, Jesus hadn't died. Amen. And there hadn't been no resurrection. And the Holy Ghost hadn't got down here. Amen. Pretty hard to follow Jesus in this body. You got to have something to happen to you. And you can't get saved. You can't get saved without the death and the burial and the resurrection in Jesus. Amen. And you can't follow him unless the Holy Ghost leads you. Amen. So you're going to mess up. And then Peter said unto him, Lord, why cannot I follow thee now? I will lay down my life for thy sake. Boy, wasn't he something? He thought. Jesus answered him, wilt thou lay down thy life for my sake? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, the cock shall not crow till thou hast denied me thrice. But let not your heart be troubled. Amen. You believe in God, believe also in me. For in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. Now that's the real Father. And that's one, and I just want you to see a few things here that I thought about this morning before I left the house. If you don't know anything about a resurrected Savior, and if you don't know anything about the Holy Ghost, you ain't going to do much for God. You ain't going to follow God because Jesus said you can't follow me now, but you can afterwards. Amen. After you get your cussing done. You say, Peter saved? Well, sure. Back yonder, I read where Jesus said, he's asking Peter, who do men say that I am? And so on, you know, went down the line. And he said, who do you say that I am? And Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And the Lord said, listen, flesh and blood hath not revealed this unto thee, but my Father, which is in heaven. Now, you know what? I want you to listen closely. You don't get saved by flesh and blood revealing Jesus. We got so many flesh and blood Christians today. They never did have the Holy Ghost to come by. The Lord never did say anything to them. And the Heavenly Father never revealed Jesus to them, and they're going to hell. Now, they made professions, and they've been baptized, and they take the Lord's Supper every time somebody will give it to them. But that ain't got a thing to do with it. I mean, you can go to hell eating crackers and drinking wine, and you can go to You can go to hell in a lot of ways. But you can't go to hell once you get saved. When flesh and blood reveals it to you, that sews it up. Jesus said, "Thou art Peter, and upon this rock I'll build my church." Now, he'd have built in his church out of folks like Peter that the Holy Ghost or the Father had showed him who Jesus was. And if God don't show you who Jesus is, you'll never know. And if God don't show you that you're lost, you'll never find it out. I met everybody at the cash registers there to winning them to the Lord, I've heard. I don't believe a word of that. I wouldn't, if you got saved at the cash register, you need to come to Jesus and get a good dose and let God show you. We used to keep old folks back when I was a boy, they'd sit old men down on the, they'd come to the altar screaming, crying, and wanting to get saved. And the old preachers had more sense than most of us today. And they knew that they wasn't ready yet. So you just go back there and sit on the bench. And they'd set them there for a week or two. Let them soak out good. And when they couldn't stand it no longer, they'd come a-screaming. And they'd get down and pray. And most of the time, I guess they was wrong only because they like to beat me to death. I prayed from 9:30 till 11:45 before I ever got saved. And prayer didn't save me. But I trusted Jesus. The old man told me to jump in his arms, and I did. And I've been in there ever since. Now, I've done like old Peter. I hadn't lived right. I haven't done everything right. And if you think you have, don't tell me about it because I don't believe it. Amen. I don't believe it. Anybody in here that's done what they think they've done. Oh, Lord God, you think, well, I never cussed. Maybe not. But I bet you thought of it. And every idle word and every evil thought. That's a sin. See, you can't keep from sinning. Don't look at me like you can, and I can't see back there to where I don't know who all's looking at me. But anyhow, Peter said, "Now I'll follow you. I mean, I'll give my life for you." I mean, boy, there's a lot of times that people feel like that, I guess. But poor Peter was saved, you see. But he thought, "Now, boy, I'm gonna really take off after him. I mean, I know who he is, and I know what he done, and I know whose son he is, and I know he's the Son of God, and I know he's the Savior of the world, and I'm gonna really help me." But now listen, buddy, you better get something besides just a little bit of know-how. You better get some God on you if you're going to follow God. You better get something besides something up here. You better get something in your heart. I mean, if you just got a little something in your head and thinking, "Boy, I'm going to really get in there and go," you won't last till a rooster gets done crowing. And that's as long as old Peter lasted. Boy, he went out and wept bitterly. Now, you say, "Preacher, you mean he was saved and cursed?" Well, that's what the Bible said. Jesus told him, "Flesh and blood have not revealed this to thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And upon this rock I'll build my church." Now he's over here fixing to get crucified, Jesus is. And some woman come by and said, "You're one of them. I seen you in the garden with him. I heard you talking." And you know what? Somebody's going to catch you if you're not plumb careful. Don't decide that you're going to do anything. Just let God tell you what to do. When he gets through telling you what to do, do it. You know, the Lord, the mother of Jesus said, when they come to that wedding, you know, and they had all that good wine, they was all drunk, but they run out. And Jesus said, or Mary said, "Jesus, they need some wine." And he got them to bring him three pots, and they filled it up. Man, it was good stuff. Because that man said it was. that was over the thing and said, this is the best we ever had. How come you to say the best of the last? Well, that's the way God always does. He's got the best at the last. Don't you worry about it. I mean, let not your heart be troubled. We're in a mess today, but don't give up because you didn't do exactly right or because you had the wrong thought or said the wrong word or said something you shouldn't say or thought something you shouldn't think or whatever. Don't give up. Let not your heart be troubled. Here, he's talking to a cussing Baptist preacher. Don't give up. Don't let your heart be troubled. You believe in God? That's what's going to get you through. Amen. You believe also in me. For in my Father's house are many mansions. And boy, today's my birthday and today's Father's Day. And the only father I know of that's really worth thinking about and saying anything good about is him. I mean, you know what I found out? I had a daddy. He left me when I was 10 years old. I got saved when I was 15. And Lord God, I mean, when I found out about this that I'm reading to you, when I found out that there's a place that I've got a father, I got me a father. I didn't just have a daddy, got a father. And I got one that'd never leave me nor forsake me. And I got one that'd prepare a place for me. My daddy never had a house, bless his heart, and he tried. But he died when he was 49, so he didn't have much. And he died with cancer, smoking cigarettes. I really believe that's what killed him. But he was a good old man. I mean, the best he could do. He wouldn't come to hear me preach. He didn't think I was doing it right. But just 3 days before he died, he said, son, you got the kind you can die by. I got the kind you can live by, but you can't die by it. I need what you've got. And he said, I got it. I mean, he said, I got saved, but I got the wrong outfit. He got in that baptism business. Well, you got to be baptized, repent, and be baptized, and live right. Well, he couldn't do all that. And he was a good man. As far as I'm concerned, the best daddy that anybody could have outside. He couldn't find no work, and he left. I don't blame him. If my young'uns were starving like we was, I'd have walked off and left them too, because I'd hate to see my young'uns starve to death. But I praise God that I've got a heavenly father. Amen. I see my daddy done the best he could, but my heavenly father done so much better. God, have mercy. When I found out that I had a father and I've got a house and he's going to prepare a place for me, I got a Savior and I got a father, and he's got a father and I've got a father. Lord God, I tell you what, you young folks don't believe it, but you ought to see me back in my younger days when I could kick up high as the ceiling almost. I couldn't kick that high. I could kick a lot higher than this thing right here. And I could strip a stalk of tobacco. When I got to thinking about in my father's house, so many mentions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I'd go and prepare a place for you. And I said, oh, God, yeah. Here is a father that's going to prepare a place for me and said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Man, great God, what a God I've got. And what a father I had. And what a father I have. And I'd get to shout, and my granddaddy would get upset because I was tearing up his backer. I could kick a stalk, and just strip it, plumb up. Go high to the ceiling. I destroyed more tobacco than I ever chewed or dipped or smoked. Man, I got rid of it. But my poor old granddaddy wasn't saved, and he'd cut me by the shoulders and hold me and say, quit shouting, you tired up my back. God, yeah. I couldn't help it. I couldn't quit. You just can't cut it off when you want to. And most time I never did want to. And I'd like to get back to where I know I'm 84 years old today, and I know that old Caleb just got 1 year on me. I hope I can get to the place that I can take over. where I need to be. I appreciate God saving me and letting me have what I've got. But I've got a place prepared for me in my Father's house. Now, cussing preacher. That's who he's talking to. He wasn't talking to some religious fellow that never spit white. I mean, never chewed nothing or never smoked none or never cussed none or never. And I don't think you ought to do that. I think it's a shame and a disgrace the way we're living. In fact, I ain't going to get on that because I get upset. I think it's terrible the way this country's going. I think it's terrible the way the teachers are sending these youngins to hell. I'm talking about school teachers wanting youngins to pull their clothes off and let them take a picture so they can pass them in college. Sounds like the Garden of Eden without God being there, don't it? And then they're saying to the little children now, you can have sex anytime, just as, I mean, you don't have to be any age. Just starts when you want to. Just that God put you here for that. He never done it. And if you've been listening to that kind of junk, you need to forget it. And then I heard the other day a bunch of women got together and said, we don't need a man in the house. We don't need a man to look after the children. I think it's awful. I think it's awful. My granddaddy wasn't saved, but I want to tell you right now, when I didn't do what he told me to do, he had a razor strap about that long. And of course, most of you young folks don't know nothing about that. That was a big old thing. You just hug it on something, and you whetted that razor, you know. And then when you wasn't whetting the razor, you were whetting the other fella. I mean, I've climbed a wall a many time. Man, he'd have beaten the tar out of me. You say, well, didn't that affect your mind? I don't know if it did or not. There's something done it, but I don't think it was that. I don't think I ever had any. But he said, let this mind be in you, which is in Christ Jesus. I'd rather have that mind than any of the rest of it, hadn't you? I got a call from Sir Rod this morning. He said, tell everybody how it is. And he called me on my birthday, always does. He said he had 140-some children, I think, or maybe more than that, but I forgot. I didn't write it down, so at least he had 140 over there. And he said, ain't God good to take a fellow like you and do what he's done with you? I said, well, I just appreciate him doing it. He didn't have to have me. He could have done anything. Man, listen, if God can take a rooster and make a fellow repent, or if he can take a mew and call that prophet to get upset, he'd take about anything. And we got plenty of folks in here that's eligible to be used if you'd let God do it. I mean, God can handle you. Listen, don't you think, well, I ain't living right. Well, you ain't never going to live right. Now, don't listen. I've been here 60 or 84 years. I try to back it up for some reason. I've been here 84 years today. And if I've ever lived right one day, I can't remember. But I sure have tried. Now, all you folks that do live right and have lived right, I want to meet you after church. And tell me how you do it. And I want to look you right in the eye and tell you, you're about the biggest thing I ever seen. I mean, listen. Old Peter doing the best he could. He thought, I'm going with you, Lord. Man, how many times have I thought that? And how many times have you thought that? But I'll tell you right now, the only time you can go with him is when you can have that resurrection power around you, and when the Holy Ghost is squeezing you up, and when he's telling you to lead you and guide you into all truth. And I mean, listen, I'm not doing this to get a father. I'm not going to heaven just to live in the Father's house. I'm going to heaven because I'm saved. And I'm going to heaven in spite of hell. Man, hell can't do nothing about what I'm. I done got it. I got saved almost 70 years ago. Never been lost a day since I got saved. I never lived a day right, but I'm going to heaven anyhow. In fact, I've already been translated. I'm already there. Yeah. Before, old Enoch got translated. You remember him? Well, I did too. I read in the Bible where God translated me into the kingdom of his dear son. And my life is hid with Christ in God. I mean, I don't have to worry about it. Somebody said, well, you ought to screw you up close to the Lord. How you going to screw you up somebody you're in? You can't screw you no better than that. I mean, you don't believe that. You're sitting here just about half asleep. And I'm trying to tell you that though you've been mean as hell, if you're saved, thank God you're on your way home. But do try to do whatever the Lord wants you to do. See, I mean, God has blessed me. I mean, he's blessed me beyond measure. I can't tell you how good he's been to me, because I don't know how good he's been to me. And I want to tell you something else. Don't worry about this thing you're talking about. What was it, laptop? I just sitting there thinking, we'll get that. We'll get that over. Don't you worry about it. And we're going to get everything else over that they need. God's already got it on. I mean, you know, all you got to do is believe and it'll be there. I want to jump up and tell this boy, just go ahead and sing some. We done got it. I mean, I know, see, the Lord been so good to me. And you know how you can get anything you want from him? Just believe him. You don't have to follow him and say, well, I don't see him. No, believe him. That'll help you so much. I don't want you sinning. I don't want you out here cussing like Peter. I don't want you lying and swearing you never knew him. I want you to go along and say, well, I ain't so hot, but I'm on the burner. I'm getting on with it. I'm heading out home. Son, I'm saved. And what else can you get when you're saved and you're already seated in heaven and Christ in you is the hope of glory? And the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us the nine godliness, worldly lust, that we should live soberly and righteously and godly in this present world, looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. Well, you see, you're keeping this an awful long time for Father's Day. Well, where are you going? We're in the Father's house and going to the Father's house. Now, what else do you want to do? You say, well, I got to go eat with my daddy. Well, go eat with him. I didn't take up all the time. Some of the rest of them did.
Well, I trust you've enjoyed the message this week. Write us if you can. Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee 37621, or at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee 37621. And until next week, God bless you.